Now, maybe you shouldn't have done that, pet. Night-night, pet. No turning back at this point. Sleep for me. And there we go. A simple little phrase. But all it does is take those little knobs that turn up the sleep center and turn down critical thinking, letting you dive into the arousing, masturbatory need sinking in the back of your mind. I encourage you to reach down and begin to touch yourself, to get your brain in optimal condition, to relax and enjoy what's going to follow. Now you know full well you've enjoyed some of my little works before, some works that played with the notion of me placing sweet, delectable, sensitive, milk-filled udders on your chest, into your needy mind, things that you would suddenly develop when I wanted you to. The issue with that is that by now you've welcomed me into your mind, and you've welcomed those suggestions of milky, lactating, aching breasts as well. And if you have, there's really no hope for you except to sink deeper. It means you've already welcomed my controlling influence into your body. The milk is hanging out in your breasts anyway, which in turn hang down, ponderous and dangling, as you get on your hands and knees. Well, that's just to get my milk inside of you. That thought process reminding you of other times you've gone under? All just an effort to get you in a state where you are more absolutely, positively hooked on that deep-down good feeling. The feeling you get when you are moved to kneel and relax and dangle those huge, ponderous, pendulous breasts pulsing with simple lactic joy. Feeling them expand, grow weighty and hot. Envision milking them, the purity of milking them and feeling the milk flow out, spurt. Even if you made a mess, you wouldn't mind. You'd clean up later or take precautions. But wouldn't it be good to have someone else drink from them as well? That would handle your cleanup and lend you the satisfaction of someone worshipping and suckling. Wouldn't it be nice to be drinking from a pair of huge, needy breasts that had so recently also sampled my work? Drinking back and forth, losing yourself, drinking or having breasts drank from. Well, the wonderful thing is you really could always do both. You could always use your own massively swollen breasts. But for now, your body and mind relaxing. Your mind at ease. Night-night, pet. Helps you to drift. But my voice alone helps even more. Envision and let yourself strip away everything from your body that is unnecessary. Think about what a body looks like. Arms, legs, fingers, toes, head. Everything else is mere detail, suitable to let fade. Things like people's genitalia, hair, chest size, all of it is merely detail that is added later. Get that bare, stripped-down form of a body, envisioned in your mind. Let yourself fixate on the most important feature. Let your mind go to the part of the body that you enjoy the most. Now, no matter where your initial impression may be, your mind is being dragged to a correction, to your chest. That may have been where you went in the first place. If it was, good job. This should be even more useful to you. If you already focused on them, go right to the head of the class. Feel good about yourself. You made the right choice. Those are the most important part of your body. Right now, you may have noticed the swelling, the growing, becoming unusually pleasurable, although not unusual for long. The pleasure will remain in future. The sensitivity growing until they feel warm, every breath pushing your chest up and then back down as you breathe out. A center every bit as pleasurable as what's between your legs. Rubbing those breasts will excite them. Titillate them. Pun intended. And it might just tantalize your mind into opening up a little more for me. Letting normal internal naysayers and the obligations of a busy world fall by the wayside, thus allowing me full roam to give you some useful and pleasurable new instructions. If your brain did do that, well, you maybe shouldn't have done that, Pet, but that's okay. You've opened up, and now that I'm in here, I might as well have a look around. Look at that. Just as I thought. Your mind is just a puddle of warm, wet relaxation, so easily shaped and fixated on your chest. Good. Let my hands play over your shoulders, your tension beating off of you and into me. After all, I know how to deal with it so well. My voice in your ear, whispering huskily, "Good girl. Got milk, pet?" And you do. You let those breasts become larger, even if it's only a minute swelling. It is certainly enough for you to notice, because with this chest, as sensitive as it is, even one extra inch of surface area is enough to set you twitching and yelping. And that's good, because those hands slide down, gripping your chest, cupping your breast tissue, rubbing your areolae, and then flicking across your nipples. Look at that. Of course, you can see them, but that's okay. It's all right if you can see them in your mind's eye and nothing else, the nipples rigid and aroused, the pleasure of merely having those breasts right there on your chest, waiting for your own titillation. And it is all right to stimulate, to rub and enjoy, just as I encouraged you to earlier, moving your hands higher instead of lower. It's all right to be pleased, because being pleasured is what we're all about here. We're here for the fun, and that's the important part. Well, the important part is shortly you may be a little more hooked on your chest, enjoying every second of what happens, every touch and stimulation, that you may shortly be little more than a tool for your own hands, forcing pleasure at my command into you, a tool for your own pleasure filled to the brim with thoughts of your warm, milky breasts. But I digress. Imagine them. Perfect, warm, exceptionally stimulated, the feeling of milky vitality in them, knowing it could gush out if you pinched the nipples, and that the reservoir of it comes from your arousing thoughts about milky, perfect breasts. So size is no indicator. You would never run out of thoughts about perfect, wonderful, lactating breasts. Accordingly, you're never going to run out of milk churning in them, endlessly milking your mind away during your pleasured sensation. Of course, when you do think these milky thoughts, your breasts may have a reaction. They may swell, become larger, lactate more forcefully, until you can feel rivulets dripping from the nipples down your breast, following gravity. And the moment you're somewhere private, you might be compelled to make them feel good to reduce that tension and size and warmth, and milk yourself into some receptacle or another, or someone, to empty them. Of course, emptying them won't make them much smaller, and it won't reduce the sensitivity, but it will reduce the momentary feeling of pressure, of compulsion, even as they become a little larger. The issue with that is it's so good you may fade into the sensation every time you milk them, losing a little more control. But that's okay. When you feel pleasure, sexual pleasure, endorphins are flowing from your brain into your bloodstream, bringing the pleasure and rewarding you for doing the right thing, telling you that what you're doing is meant to be encouraged. When you get endorphins, they're a little bit addictive, because they're needed for your body and your mind to remember that sex is important, for whatever reason. For stress relief, if nothing else, but also for the excitement and fun, the connection, the fulfillment of baser drives, and more complex ones. It's self-preservation, in a way. Well, right here, right now, The touching of your chest is making those endorphins flow just as freely. In fact, as you envision my fingers tweaking your nipples, I'm turning the taps on in your brain, endorphins flowing into your system, and the taps that let milk trip little levers inside your breasts. See how good that is. Whatever else happens at the same time, as the endorphins begin to flow, might become burned into you, associated with that same pleasurable sensation. All the little pleasure sensors, everything flooding your system as I rub and stroke your breasts. And you see, when you rub and stroke your breasts, the same thing happens. But if you stop, if you ceased listening, you know you might not get that sensation anymore. You'd really be depriving yourself of something that's very beneficial. And the issue is that that little endorphin flooding sensation is quite good, and good for you. It's much better than anything except the things it is like. Touching your breasts is just like sex, like orgasm. Being milked is like orgasm, and you can feel it pumping and running through your mind, that impression and connection. You know that stopping would be less enjoyable than continuing. After all, listening every now and then will enhance the sensitivity, and giving in to the urge to milk yourself is just good sense for the pleasure it provides. Pumping and flooding, losing yourself in the sensation, that's quite all right. And it's so good to just teeter on the edge of an orgasm you know you'll be allowed to have as soon as you're completely emptied. Though that might take a little while depending on how bad you want it, since when you squeeze your warm, sensitive chest, the amount of milk flowing out over your fingers is going to depend on just how much fantasizing about perfect milky breasts you've been doing lately. The worse you want it, the longer your breasts will make you work for it. The more you become flooded with your mind's own chemicals, the more you become a little hooked. The more you manufacture pleasure on the command of your warm, sensitive chest, the more you become a toy for the whims of your breasts. And the longer you take to act on your milky impulses, the better it'll feel when it does happen, even though there'll be more to release. The issue is that those breasts are just going to get larger and larger, fuller and fuller, until they're at the limits of your comfort. Because, pet, you will be walking around with a milky chest reminding you of your urges here. Whatever your breasts were before, they are now a device to bring pleasure into you, to act on all the milky programming you've voluntarily assumed from my work, making your chest feel like those pert nipples are flowing with my control, flowing with your milk, feeling just like what's already crept inside you, a system of wanton milky desire, all tied to your breasts, filling your brain. If you stopped milking your chest, you'd find you'd stop getting that wonderful pleasure and sensation that you've been relishing so much. And as that blissful euphoria folds through your mind, the longer and more pleasurable the sensation is, the longer the length of time between lengthy, nipple-pinching milking sessions, the better it'll feel when it does happen and you get to release. That's just how it is. Waiting so long, prolonging your desire, feeling the milk build up, moving around as you just give in to your own breasts, letting the sensations be what they are and what they've always been. An overwhelming exposure of your deep-seated desire for milky, perfect breasts, your desire to be controlled and entranced by your milkable, squeezable chest. It's even better with someone else, but sitting there thinking of my voice and my command to milk yourself, pet, well, that's just as good for now. Envision the breasts, feel them. I have to imagine them, but you don't. You can feel them dangling on your chest. I cannot reach out and touch them now, but you can, so do it for me. At the limits of how heavy and weighty you can get while still bearing it. You could always wear nipple clips to keep the milk in, but won't it be fun to just let your milk flow? Get all shaken up as you walk around. Of course, if you clamped those nipples or held them pinched with your fingers, you could feel your milk being dammed up, clamped, prevented from escaping until you let your cork pop and your breasts flow, emptying your mind at the process. Remember the milk in your chest that you can feel even now, heavy and sloshing, is composed of all your thoughts of lactating wonderful breasts. So as you get hornier, and more of your thoughts are about that, an increasing percentage of your thoughts is being siphoned away, forming the milk that pools in your breasts. Who would think this would feel so good? Relax and let it happen. There's a temptation there. As if your mind had, at the middle, a drain through which only thoughts of milky, wonderful breasts could pass. But on the other side, you know those thoughts are having a lot of fun, being transformed into milk and running out between your fingers as you squeeze your breasts rhythmically, flick your thumbs over your nipples, rub in circles on your areolae, and let the sensation flood up your spine to your brain. So you want to convert more and more of your thoughts into thoughts of milky, lactating, breast-massaging pleasure, because if you do so, they will be able to flow out of that drain at the middle of your mind and into the fun time that is happening in your breasts. So you're being encouraged to think more and more milky thoughts, because while you may have only had 10% at first, it will rapidly have increased as you became hornier and hornier, as you dove into the need, the fetish, the ache, more of your thoughts draining out and becoming milk. As they are the focus of your imagination and mind and body, they become the focal point on which all else turns, and your ideal blissful sensation would be for the last 1% of thoughts in your brain to turn into milk and drain out into your breasts until you'd milked them out completely and your system could be allowed to tilt over, reset, and eventually, long after the orgasms, resume normal thought. For now, it is filling and awash with images. You with large, needy breasts being squeezed, nipples digging into clothing, milk all pent up and needing to be expressed to allow your sleepy ache to get out of you. Allow yourself to simply exist with a clear head. And that will be so difficult until you can finally milk them. A happy, blissful, breast-centric kind of place in your head, mooing your way through the day, making sure no one interferes with your normal life. But you must also ensure that your breasts are satisfied, your needy, aching chest is given its full and deserved lavishing of attention as the seat of your sexual pleasure and the center of your fetishistic universe, such that if you could ask for anything from a lover, it would be to be pinned, to have your chest squeezed. Imagine being led by your nipples, someone just gently, not squeezing, but taking your nipples as though they were going to throw a switch, one between each set of fingers, and then leading you by them, as though on a leash, you following the gravity of your own tits. And you may find that anything you wear is going to touch up against those sensitive nipples, leaving you in a happy, blissful, cowgirl kind of place, just from contact with your own clothes. Following me and my voice down a path of debauchery and exploration, but safe and comfortable in the process. The control of your breasts being, after all, little more than self-control. They're controlling you, but they're you. Resisting them is like resisting yourself, and then you'd never be able to send your thoughts to the other side of that one-way door, that drain where they flow out of you, and you're left simply whimpering and moaning in the process. That's what you want, for my words to guide you and allow you to move in, to drift, relax, and enjoy as your breasts fill, as your chest, your nipples are rock hard, your mind is focused entirely there, more and more of your thoughts turning from ordinary thought to thought of lactating pleasure and need. You want to do this. You want to enjoy your large, bountiful breasts, to drift and enjoy, And the consequence of all the time you have given into them is, with every movement you will feel the jiggle and slosh of your milky chest. And even now you've been touching. You may have come, and it's okay to give into that. That's the issue. You want these wonderful milky breasts, which control and follow through your mind. It's simple. Let them flood your mind now, and then you'll be able to handle them better later. Because your milky chest is such a dominating and influential force, because you are so likely to fall beholden to your fantasies of a milky chest being squeezed and used to control you, it is important to vent in private and comfort, when you are away from distractions, to really lavish attention on your breasts, and they deserve it. Let your mind adopt a referential posture when it comes to your pointed nipples and warm chest, sweat flowing between them, feeling sensitive, feeling as sensitive as every other part of your body. All of you is growing intensely sensitive, focused on your breasts, though. You owe them so much, the pleasure and seat of your fantasy and fetish. Go ahead and massage them, pushing deeply, so you can feel the milk trying to flow out of your nipples, and then clamp them with your thumb and forefinger, squeezing them, so you feel it back up, pent up, like an orgasm you want to let flow out of you, but you're holding back, so you can delay it for maximum pressure and maximum pleasure. Even now, milk and honey flooding your mind, informing your body of what it ought to be, a breast-centric, breast-controlled device for letting your lactating nipples flow. And that's okay. Because if you do it here and get it out of the way, you'll be able to live the rest of your life without constantly being haunted by your deep, needy lactation fantasy, by your fetishistic need that creeps in and reminds you of your nipples pressing against your clothes, of your body and how easily it could be lost in the throe of milk-induced orgasm, of the sloshing, the way that it moves inside your breasts when you walk, the way thoughts slosh around in your mind. Every thought of lactation fantasy that enters your head just moves somewhere else, into your breasts. So yes, it'll eventually become unbearable. But the same would be true if those fetishistic thoughts were allowed to lurk in your mind waiting to spring on you. At least this way you'll know when you're too full up of achy, horny fetish thoughts and need to milk them out. Need to take your nipples between thumb and forefinger, or your breasts in your hands and just squeeze a round circle of fingers, milking your teats from base to tip, feeling your thoughts pour out and dribble down your chest and across your stomach, your mind dripping out too, because the more you are stimulated by your milky breasts, the more your thoughts will turn into thoughts of milky lactation, until eventually so much of your thought is about that you just need to milk an orgasm out of yourself, and when it has passed, your thoughts will be sufficiently non-sexual to pick it up and tackle your day. At least until the next time you flood yourself with these fantasies, these needs, these desires that are oh so powerful and important to you. So by getting things out of the way when you're home and safe, or somewhere private and safe, you can let these solid, real fantasies that are manifesting themselves as milk in your pert, dripping nipples become expressed and exposed, released, and allow them to escape. And so by venting your milky, lactating nipples, which will haunt and follow you through the day every time you have a thought of lactation, of aching, wanton breasts and your fetish for same, well, by expressing everything in privacy and safety, in one frenzied action of letting your breasts control you for a while, you'll ensure that they behave the rest of the time and are polite. Because your urges will never reach the critical mass where they overtake you. It'll be a lot easier to focus and get things done. If your brain isn't always fixating on your pert nipples, dripping rivulets of milk, your breasts and how hot they feel in your clothes, and how milking them feels even better than normal orgasm. And you know all of that. Wherever that sensation leads, you know you have those breasts leading you along. Controlling you, enticing you, making you come and rewarding you for coming. That's what you've wanted since the beginning. Since before you listened. Since you put all those wonderful milky thoughts into your head. Now I've handed you a framework for understanding what's going to happen for your milky fetish thoughts in future. And understanding that you'll be haunted through the day by your large milky breasts should you ignore the opportunity to stroke and pleasure and pinch and squeeze them to climax in privacy and safety. You'll otherwise just be turned on walking around with hot, pointed nipples and a mind that occasionally leaks some thoughts into your milky chest, which sloshes to and fro, guiding you. Pulled through your day by a very unique kind of self-control. Your chest influencing your mind, but really just giving you a way to get rid of thoughts that obstruct you. And they do, because it's so good to think them that they'll tempt you. So clamping your nipples, stimulating, milking till you're on the verge, and then letting yourself spurt your milk, come and lose yourself. Is really just a way of clearing your mind, of letting your mind become less fuzzy than it normally is. And let's face it, you've got milky fantasies in there 24/7 anyway, by having a definite mechanism for disposing of them in a fun way, you're exercising self-control. And in so doing, you enable yourself to focus on tasks that aren't constantly milking your demanding, perfect, pert breasts that fill your hands and your mind all at the same time. You're freeing yourself at the same time that you imprison yourself in a pleasurable cycle of milky need. And you do need to be milked, but you can do it to yourself for now. Though imagine how good it'll be with assistance. Every now and then, a drip of milk may pour out, or you may have some particularly arousing lactation fantasy, which converts at once into further milk filling your breasts. So when you go through your day, if you squeeze your breasts and feel their milky confines, you will know exactly how much desire you are avoiding having in your head by storing it in your breasts instead. So to avoid being completely overwhelmed by what a lactation and nipple and breast fetishist you are, you're allowed to store it in your breasts, with the side effect of pointy nipples, occasional flares of arousal, a feeling of heavy, milky sloshing. Fortunately, that won't be enough to distract you, since any thoughts that your milky, perfect, pert breasts engender in your head about your lactation fetish will convert into further milk. Though this might become something of a vicious cycle as they get bigger and milkier. It'll just make the orgasm better when you get around to milking them, so I think it's a fair trade-off. Your mind knows to convert all of the fun lactation thoughts into milky, chest-sensitizing energies that flow right to your pointed nipples and your swollen breasts, leaving behind nothing but thoughts of the next time you're going to get to milk it, and how much easier it is to focus on the obligations of your day. Those obligations will be much more in reach without wonderful, tempting lactation constantly on your mind. Instead, you can have release sessions, where for a while at least you've purged all the lactation fetish and fantasy, and all the influence of my other files, from your mind and your body. Instituting control over your breasts by giving up control to your breasts for a little while. Culminating in an orgasm that makes your spine tingle, your buttocks clench, your body tense, perhaps go fetal as you squeeze your breasts and spurt your milk over your hands, your mouth half open, mouthing soundlessly in fact, or tongue hanging out, or drooling, or eyes rolling back. Sensitive sensation, sufficient to overwhelm your senses and leave you insensate with lust. And then, to find yourself blessedly purged of the overwhelming fetishes and fantasies for your own chest, your own breasts, your own need. It is a need, but it's one that together we have defined bounds to control, to keep your lactation fetish confined, let you get your duties out of the way, because in so doing you will be more completely able to indulge in the pinching, the squeezing, the milking, the coming, and the giving in to your primal love of your own breasts, your own nipples, and your own sloshing, milky sensitivity, such that any clothing worn against your breasts will stimulate you, but the stimulating fetish thought will just become more milk, a cycle that you purge every now and then, milking yourself when the time comes, and then proceeding controlled by being controlled, and participating in a controlled release of your milk, which is also your milky thoughts. Now, I think you need to go get milked. And all the fetish thoughts from this little session have already pooled in your breasts. Now,